Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Jacob Herleman, Associate Pastor at St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
One of the key details that the evangelist Mark brings out in this gospel of the healing of this leper is somewhat understated, perhaps not fully brought out in the others in Matthew, Luke, John. And sometimes we can just kind of skip over it as we're reading through the Gospels, as we're listening to them. Not only does Jesus stretch out his hand, but he touches the leper. In precisely the same way that perhaps the leper himself contracted the disease, our Lord Jesus touches this man. Now we kind of get an understanding of how serious this disease was for the ancient people from the first reading, that anyone who has even something resembling the mark of leprosy is to rend their clothes, to cry out a sort of a warning, unclean, unclean, whenever they have to enter into the community, for by and large, they were exiled outside of the walls into their own quarantined areas. So not only did this have a physical aspect, something that was often life-threatening, deadly, but it had that social element as well. Family members wouldn't see them perhaps ever again. Friends that you grew up with, as soon as they contract this disease, only see them from afar. More than that though, because temple worship was the essential element, was the way that one encountered God. That's closed off for the leper. They are cut off from God by this disease. And so Christ, in healing him, not only touches this man, brings him back to physical health, restores him to society as well. Worthwhile reflecting on not just, you know, the good things that has happened to him, but to his family who haven't seen him in years, to his friends, most importantly, and the end toward which all healings are oriented is that of the faith, is that of bringing him back to God, because up until that time, he had been unable to. Of course, a time is coming now with the arrival of our incarnate Lord that no longer is the temple necessary for worship. Now, those who follow Christ worship in spirit and in truth. But the point still stands. The obvious analogy here is that leprosy represents sin, represents that particular spiritual disease that has spread throughout humanity from the jump, that has touched and impacted each and every single one of us. We can reflect on this, comparing ourselves to the leper, and think, well, it's different. Because I'm choosing to do these things. I don't want to, but I keep falling in particular ways. I can't make myself perfect. I'd imagine the leper himself was kicking himself. Like, if I'd taken a left instead of a right, if I hadn't touched this particular piece of cloth, this animal, if I'd been more careful, you know, if I just protected myself better, then I wouldn't have contracted leprosy. If only I were different. If only I were stronger, more disciplined, more focused. If only I tried harder, then I wouldn't sin. It's not the lesson to draw out from today's gospel, but rather an imitation of the leper kneeling down and begging our God, "If you wish, Lord, you can make me clean." And our Lord has provided means by which we are made clean, primarily through the sacraments. The first one, the most important, being washed in the waters of baptism, that primary sacrament of repentance of sins. But but then recognizing that even after that, we continue to fall. And Holy Mother Church, through the sacrament instituted by Christ of confession, provides that opportunity as well. And whether we go once a year as the church asks us to, or whether perhaps it is every day, it's not, I believe it was St. John Paul II who said this, it's not God who tires of offering mercy towards us. It's not God who grows weary of people coming to him always in need, always begging. Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. But rather we ourselves who tire of asking the same question over and over and over again. The most pernicious aspect of the spiritual life, though, is that little voice that says, we're never going to change. Never get over this. Perseverance. Continually beseeching our Lord is what he asks us to do. For all those things that we might say to ourselves, I have to try harder. This Lent, I'm going to finally kick it. Maybe. But our Lord is always inviting us, is always waiting for us. It's a matter of just continuing to rely upon him and of never giving up. Other aspects, especially as we are fixing to begin the season of Lent in just a few days, of receiving this healing, which we primarily find through confession and through the anointing of the sick as well. It's worthwhile not waiting until the last moment for the anointing of the sick, but, you know, in times of serious illness or when death is approaching, then to reach out to the priest so that it's not a last-minute emergency call to the priest. But in prayer is another way of continuing to reach out to the Lord, to continue to sit with him, and never ceasing, never stopping praying, never giving up, never saying, I'm still broken, so he must not be listening, must not care, or he's simply not there. If there's anything that we learn from scriptures, if there's anything we learn from this gospel, if there's anything we learn from the crucifixion, it's there is not a single place in humanity, there's not a single heart that he does not desire to touch, to be with, wherever this person may be. And oftentimes we associate Lent as well with fasting, with giving something up. Identifying that which we love more than God. Over the course of these days, taking a good hard look, an honest look at our own hearts, seeing, okay, what is it that I have enthroned? What do I value more than God? What do I devote my energy, my time to, my efforts towards, more so than that which ultimately will bring me happiness? What are those distractions that I can do without? Oftentimes, I sacrifice social media. Other times, perhaps giving up chocolate. But I would invite, for example, in the chocolate example, it's not bad. But with anything that we do over these 40 days, to be intentional. Why is it that we are giving this up? And how can I display the love of God for others in my life through this? Perhaps it's even an invitation, okay, I would have otherwise eaten this Snickers bar, but instead I'm going to give this to this classmate of mine who might look like they're having a bad day, or to this particular person, this roommate, this coworker. I'm going to reach out to them, show them that there's someone in their life who cares. And whenever we give anything up, for example, giving up social media, creates a certain emptiness, a void. And full disclosure, it's been about 10 years since I've taken a physics class. I did cue drop the last one that I took. But I do recall that nature abhors a vacuum. So anytime we give something up, especially time-oriented, it's worth reflecting, what then will I fill that time with? I'm no longer watching YouTube or Netflix, no longer engaged in these particular activities. So how can I satisfy? What instead will I do? Invitation always, of course, to pray. But how can I invest more deeply in the relationships in my lives, in my friends, in my family, in the life here at St. Mary's? Perhaps whenever we have free time, instead of going back to our dorm room, instead coming here, just being present. Entering into this season with the mentality, rather than how we can make ourselves clean, of how we can approach the Lord continually, in different ways perhaps, but continue returning to Him and asking Him, who's the only one who can make us clean. So, as we prepare to enter into this season, recognize our own weaknesses, our own brokenness, our own need for healing, but with a firm hope on what lies on the other end. Today's the last day we'll hear the Alleluia unless you come to Mass tomorrow or Tuesday. But we look forward in expectation to the other side of Mount Calvary, to the other side of the veil of death, to what has been promised, to that life eternal where Alleluia is sung in eternity. And we hope and pray that our Lord heal us, so that we join with the lives of the blessed, that we join with our Blessed Mother, with all the saints, with those who have gone before, with God Himself, and live. Live that life of the resurrection, having passed through this veil of tears, and be healed. Live the life that God has intended for us.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and His church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.